Charlie Sierra, just in case I timed out any notes. Yeah, thanks for letting me in there. And of course, yeah, I just wanted to confirm I got that CCTS the right way round, because of course, yeah, it was Chinglish, I call it. You go, and I have not played with the programming software for a long, long time, so pretty much refreshing my memory. I'm looking at the table, and I know how many channels I've got to go in there. Of course, I've got a TYT radio, which was pretty much exactly the same in a sense. It's just the radio was kind of retired. It was my first DMR radio, and of course, yeah, we then had the Anytone. So luckily that code plug's in there, and I'm slowly going in from the front, and I'm grabbing the little details and filling them into, well, it's pretty much like a spreadsheet, isn't it? But filling them into the spreadsheet, reading and writing back to the radio to make sure it works as I do each channel. It's all good there. So I believe it might be Owen. Yeah, back over to you, Owen or Les, whoever it is, from Mike 7, Charlie Seattle.
Too easy though. I think Owen's cleared. He's going off, and I was going to actually join him. I was going to clear off as well. Because we've been on for a while, so we thought we best move along a little bit. But yeah, now interesting to hear. So if you've got two properties, anybody who is one of the little logic puzzles that James was very fond of. If you've got two houses, you keep the one with the best radio reception, or the best, how can I put this, availability that you can put antennas up in. That's the one to keep. but as you say, sounds like life has thrown you a bit of a lemon, but it's turned into some very, very nice lemonade. So enjoy it with your partner. I'm at the other end of the scale. I've been there, done that with the parenting thing. Had the four kids, they've all grown up and left home. Although I ended up bringing them up myself because the ex-wife cleared off and left us be. So yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirts. And of course, I was in the same house, on the three bedroom detached, and was just me in it. And it's in the worst possible radio spot in the country. There's lots of sort of repeaters around by me, and they all show the coverage maps. And they've got the blue and the pink to show you the coverage areas, and always there's a little white spot exactly where I live, where there's no coverage. It can be very challenging. Certainly on VHF and UHF. It's not so bad on HF, I'll go out on that. But hey, it's good fun, and that's the programming stuff, yes. It can be news. I've got a whole selection here of Baofengs, Quanshengs, Retievis, and all the rest of it. And finding the cables will work more than once. There's a long, long story behind it, but somebody decided to make programming cables with a chip in them to convert them into serial for the computers. Was copied and copied and copied, and the original company decided, oh, enough of this. So we actually let the code out surreptitiously, and it had a little bug in it, and it would work once, and they'd never work again. Can't remember what it was now, but whether that's gone away or not, I don't know. But anyway, guys, I'm going to say, oh, let's take a pip. 2E0LRV returning. Yeah, so I'm going to say 73. It's lovely to meet you, Chris, for the first time. And yeah, it's good if you feel like it. If you hear any of us on, then just jump in between the opens. If Owen and I are on, we always leave big gaps, but some people don't. So you just have to wait till one of us pops up, and then there'll be the end of our over. There'll be before we pick up the over, there'll be a nice long gap, so you can always jump in. But yeah, feel free to come in any time and enjoy yourself. So with that, I'm going to say 73s to Chris, 73s to James. And James, I've got a puzzle in mind. I can't think of it. Something to do with bridges in Paris. It's something like 13 bridges, and you can only go across each one once or something, and you have to get from... You or two that start on one bank and then end up on the same bank, which doesn't work out, but somebody did solve it once. It's a very famous one, but I can't think of it at the moment. I'll have to research it. Next time you come on, I'll chuck it out there. It's one of those, you know, virtually unsolvable puzzles that somebody did once solve, and I can't remember what the solution was now. So with that, I'll say 73, cheers and beers, and I'll pass it over to James, and I'll catch you next time, James. And hopefully catch you again, Chris. 2-0 LRV, now clearing up net.
2-0 LRV, that is Mike Stephanie from Fox X-Ray, James here. I look forward to that one. if you preface it and say it's a really hard one, it's somewhat unsolvable, it doesn't leave me with high hopes to solve it, but I'll give it a jolly good go. There's got to be an algorithm for it. But, if you type in, like, brain teasers and stuff into, like, ChatGPT, which I have done in the past, it does come up with some belters, but it also, like, uses riddles, and it comes up with things like that. And I don't like riddles. The reason why I don't like riddles is because they're very colloquial. You have to sort of understand the language of the past in order to sort of work them out. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. In fact, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll throw that next time because I'll mess it up. But it's something like, it was along the lines of like candles and wax, and therefore, you know, it's associated with a beehive. But you only know it once, either because you've heard it before or heard something similar before, or you understand the language of the time when the riddle was made. And these things are not really logical. They take phrasing and saying and legends and lore into account, and they assume you know it, which is why I'm not really a riddle person. But these little puzzles, these mathematical puzzles, they've got a solution to them. Like the one I gave earlier, and I like those because you don't have to know sort of like common knowledge. it's sort of like someone who can always recite the bands that are sort of like in the 60s and 70s and 80s, you know, the popular bands. It's common knowledge, but it's not something I dabble in, so I would never know it. Chris, I think it's just you and me now. I'm also going to go 7-3s. I hope you don't mind, but I will say one thing. If you're on a DMR radio right now, Chris, it sounds very... It's a very good radio. I didn't realise you were on a DMR. Normally people say it's got a...
Like 7, Charlie Sierra. I think you hit the time out. I was hearing note number time out as you were finishing the over there. The first over that I'd done the test call in, and the first couple of overs were on the Anytone DMR radio. It's in analogue mode, it's not on DMR. It's directly to Golf Bravo 7 Charlie. I think it, believe it's on the Malvern Hills. I'm in Churchdown. Of course, that's what I used first. And of course, what I'm using now for the rest of the overs, because I needed to put the program cable back in and carry on doing the code plug, I literally just turned the shut radio on, which is an FTM 200. I use my analog and my C4 FM as well. I run a gateway, DMR gateway, and also a WireX gateway as well. I just always notify the ETC which mode it's going to be in this month, as a sort of thing. Currently it's in DMR mode. It frequents around, it's frequent on Brandmeister 2356,
3DMR, which 950, which is a Southwest cluster, and also XLX042D, which is the Wales Digital Radio Group. I was the founder of it, and also the founder of the Wales RadTuneNet. But of course, things happened, relinquished the chairmanship, still very much a part of it. But I have taken a step back to how I used to be with the radio over the last couple of years. Of course, I was looking after my mum. Then I've suddenly lost my dad 7 months later as well, because obviously we say a broken heart. It's getting your head around the right headspace, of course, with actually doing renovations and stuff. Of course, I've fitted my own kitchen, ripped out the old one, fitted a new kitchen, and ripped out the bathroom, fitted a new bathroom, and decorated the room next to it, which would have been a spare bedroom, and it became the shack. But it's all temporary stuff at the minute. Of course, the main antenna, the X50, the main long wire and everything is still at my other house in Shirlington. And you say two houses. I, in a sense, had three at one time. So, of course, I lived in Wales. I had a flat, Mike 7, Charlie Sierra. The timeout's on my radio, not on the repeater, but I have it set anyway. I did hear someone's phone chime as well, someone using the phone chime as their timeout. But quite literally, I'm not a builder or anything like that, but, you know, YouTube helps and did all that, did all my own plumbing and everything, nothing leaked. So I've got all my main antennas at the other house in Shirlington, but like I was saying, three. I had a flat in Wales, which I got rid of, and that was completed on and gone. And then, of course, my partner's house is Shirlington, and of course this house in Churchdown is my house now, and I grew up in it. Pretty much I changed it a lot to what it used to be. It's now open plan as well, with that new kitchen in. There's still a few things to do and whatever. It's only really this time of night. I get a little bit of free time if I'm not watching the Idiot Box. I'm actually up in the shack doing the code plug, so that's what I was about. You said you were going to do go 7-3, so I will wish you 7-3. Thanks for the use of HubNet. This is Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, 7-3 for now.
Yes, Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, Chris, Mike 7, you can from 4-3-3 for his final. I timed out, unfortunately. I need to get a timer like Les. he's got his overs organised down to a T, and it's something to be admired. I'll chime back in there, just listen to your last over. It's one of those things, isn't it? Life is finite, and but it's still sad, and I apologise for your mother and father, and it sounds like it happened in like close succession, and you know that must have been an ordeal to go through. My parents are still alive, but I hope that it doesn't happen in quick succession, but you never know. Life is dice at a certain point. You just don't have control over it. So moving on to shinier things, with regards to you and your many abodes, it sounds like you're doing okay for yourself, and but at the moment your life is in a bit of turmoil because you're having to move things around. With regards to your antennas and all that sort of setup, obviously when you're able to get the equipment to your forever home, and get your set up, then that's going to be grand for you. And it also sounds like you were very fundamental in some of the standards and some of the nets that were around, if I understand correctly from the last over. It's been great to talk with you, Chris, and I really hope to hear from you again. And you've definitely got a radio voice, and you're very chatty, and that's what we need. Anyway, I'm probably about to time out, so I'm going to wish you 7-3s, and I'm going to go QRT, but I'll hear from you again, Chris, in the future. I hope so. Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, Mike 7, Uniform Force Radio Tray, going clear, and wishing you a good evening.
Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, you got it just in time now. Just before it timed out, I heard the full time out for the note. It's life is what you make it. And of course, it brings you to a realization when you go through things and you lose some people. I've lost quite a few people in my life. But of course, the most hard hitting was the parents. You work through things, of course, there's still stuff to do, but the house is signed, dotted, and it's mine, the forever home. We've got pretty much anything I've got radio is at this house, so it is all here. I've got my D-Star Icom, I've got my Icom HF. If you did look on my QRZ, excuse all the blue writing, but you'll see an orange 9-to-1 antenna, and then you'll see a load lined up. That was at one of our radio retreat weekends. Of course, I use that for HF at the moment, because the other ones are still up on the apex of the other house in Shirlington. We are getting there slowly. I've been known to frequent around on the morning net sometimes, and here I'm sure I've heard some of the call signs before, because I actually listen to CG in the morning, GB3 CG. I've got GH will be in the radio eventually, but it's in this main one. I've got all the main, what were DMR repeaters, but I think Bravo Juliet, GB3 Bravo Juliet might be gone now, so I might not need to put that one in. I know CC's definitely gone because it became this one, there's that. Well, it's not gone, it just became analog and Hubnet, to be honest. It's all good there. And I have been down. I went in one morning, it was not long after my mum went actually. I did come down to, I went down, you may not have been there, but I went down to the Aviator for breakfast on the Monday morning with Cara's, I believe it is. That's all good. 7-3 for now, and I'll let you get on, and I'll crack on with the rest of this code plug, and hopefully I don't burn too much midnight oil with the rice.
Good.